Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
The Patriots are putting the win over the Colts behind them and getting ready to host the 7-3 Detroit Lions. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Sosie, and it's time for another First and Goal segment targeting Detroit. And I think when you look at Detroit, you know, the quarterback Matthew Stafford leads a powerful offense with Golden Tate and Calvin Johnson. Coming off a difficult game, though, probably one they'd like to have back. Calvin Johnson, only 59 yards, but the importance of taking care of him, taking care of business when he's on, is really, really important, especially with his emphasis of really getting some huge gains. And the Patriots, the challenge to defend the deep ball remains this week.
Jackie, you're right. The Lions were held without a touchdown against Arizona, first time that's happened since 2009. But in the process of that game, Matthew Stafford, in his 71st career game, reached the 20,000-yard passing mark. And a big reason why, Megatron. Yeah. Calvin Johnson, of course, has been Stafford's favorite target, with good reason, because he has been arguably the best receiver in the NFL since he came out of Georgia Tech. But he's been banged up a bit this year, so we'll see about his status. You mentioned Golden Tate. He's had a good year, but he was really a non-factor against Arizona.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are three Patriots who are above Calvin Johnson in that receiving yardage list. That, of course, Rob Gronkowski, Brandon LaFell, and Julian Edelman. So definitely an interesting matchup, making sure you take care of Calvin Johnson. You can't ever underestimate him. But defensively, Ndamukong Suh, I would say, pretty much sets the tone. He always causes havoc, especially against this Patriots offensive line. So that's a lot of man in one body. It's a lot of pressure on this offensive line. How do you think they can handle that?
And he plays with a nasty streak. Some would say he's a dirty player. Last year, he got into it with several of his teammates against the Patriots in the preseason. But the Lions are allowing an average of 15.5 points per contest. Patriots certainly will be tested against Detroit, although the Lions did not get to Arizona quarterback Drew Stanton on Sunday. Really, he played pressure-free.
Yeah, so a lot to look for in this week's matchup. We will be in the locker room getting interviews from several of the players all week long. We'll have you covered right here, but that will do it for now, and we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.